Hello, hello. It's Kat Revzon with a dollop of positivity. So yes, this past Sunday, I watched the Chiefs versus... Oh man, who are they playing again? Well, to be honest, I did watch it so that I can get glimpses of Taylor Swift. But I was really interested in the game itself, just because I never watched Kelce play. And this wasn't my first football game, but it was the first football game that I watched in a room by myself. And I didn't ask any questions because, well, who do I ask, right? But no, seriously, I actually understood what was happening. And why these games get dragged out, I don't understand. But whatever. And I know now those colored lines are not real. They're just superimposed. I knew that. I'm not that silly. Or maybe I am. I don't know. Anyway, the first time I watched the Super Bowl was actually when I was in Massachusetts. So that would be around probably 2000. And it was before I met my now husband. So my preceptor at my residency program invited me to her house to watch the Super Bowl, and I'd never watched it in the past. And I had no idea what was happening, but we watched a halftime show and all that. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. And thereafter, I've watched the game for commercials. But it is exciting. It's fun. I don't do it just for the food, but now with the transformation challenge, I gotta be more creative. Can't really enjoy all those carbs. Not saying no carbs, just not as much carbs. Anyway, I'm excited about this Super Bowl Sunday. I'm actually off from work. I was supposed to work, but now I'm going to work my regular weekday instead, which is fine. But it is pretty amazing, right? How many people have started watching football just because of Taylor Swift. And I know there are a lot of you out there who don't really care for her. I'm still in my Taylor Swift phase after, let's see, October, November, December, January, 4 months now. Amazing. I'm not as obsessed, so to speak, but it is fun to see how this romance is budding, and also just to discover new songs that weren't on her playlist from the tour and from the movie. And every day I seem to find a new song to like. And a friend of mine is putting together her running playlist with Taylor Swift songs. So when I come across one, I recommend it. It's important to help keep cadence. And some of the other songs, I don't really know how she does it. So Taylor Swift, as you may have read, actually practiced for her tour by singing her entire Eras Tour playlist on the treadmill. And as you can imagine, depending on the song, she would either walk or she would run. Or she would do surges. I don't know. We do surges at Orange Theory. I haven't tried the challenge because my knees have been out of commission. But I've started on the elliptical, aka Strider. And I'm kind of liking the bike a little more. The stationary bike, mind you. I can't balance a real bike. I do have one. Tires need to be pumped up. But anyway. So I'm learning how to sit on it without being in pain, and I'm kind of enjoying playing with the resistance and the, how many cycles per minute. I don't even know if that's really the unit, but I went up to 100 today, and the resistance level about 15, so I'm getting there. I don't get my heart rate up that high, but I'll get there. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is, don't let other people tell you what to like or what not to like. And give it a try. I didn't think I would sit through a football game, but I actually did. That Chiefs game was probably, started at 3, probably ended around 5:30, 6. And I was there. I watched the whole thing. And I understood it. And I was really amazed at the camaraderie, how they just know when the ball's going to be thrown and they catch it. But I'm also a little nervous about injuries. So I don't like hearing that crunch or the crack, but it is part of the game. And, you know, I hope you'll all enjoy watching a sport. Hopefully one day I'll get to watch my son at his meet. I watched a lot of swim meets, so I know what those are like. And maybe one day I'll watch my daughter play rugby. That's something she's picking up this semester. So we shall see. I'm a little nervous about it, but hey, gotta let them fly. Let them experience. Let them grow. So, if you have any thoughts about anything that I said, you know where to find me. Dollop of Positivity's Facebook page. You can call me, text me. I'm on Instagram. You know how to find me. You can even leave me a voicemail through this app. Till next time. Bye now.